This is Sex Science Saturday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, there was a lot that went on in the debate this past week, but one of the interesting things was, in both the question and in Donald Trump's response, the question about abortion. Here's the question from the very conservative Fox News correspondent Chris Wallace. He says, I want to ask you, Secretary Clinton, I want to explore how far you believe the right to abortion goes. You have been quoted as saying that the fetus has no constitutional rights. You also voted against a ban on late-term partial birth abortions. Why? Well, the ban against partial birth abortions was passed, but here's the problem. Tain't no such thing. The term partial birth abortion is not a scientific term. It's not a medical term. It's not an anything term. It's something that the anti-choice people essentially made up. And the term has no other purpose than to vilify a procedure that happens very rarely. I watched the debates on MSNBC, and Chris Matthews, who is a Catholic and anti-abortion, and in general, and this is just my own opinion, seems pretty anti-women. And really bad at his job as a host, because people are always all talking at the same time. I never understand what anybody's saying on his segments, because everybody's talking over each other. And he sort of repeated the same misinformation and myths. Didn't help any. And Clinton's answer was strong. She said the kind of cases that fall at the end of pregnancy are often the most heartbreaking and painful decisions for families to make. And that is true. It's often wanted babies that, for a variety of reasons, just aren't going to make it to term, thus the need for a late-term abortion. And here's what Trump said. Well, I think it's terrible. If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me. Because based on what she's saying and based on where she's going and where she's been, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month on the final day, and that's not acceptable. And honestly, nobody has business doing what I just said, doing that as late as one or two or three or 4 days prior to birth. Nobody has that. From a scientific and medical standpoint, what Donald Trump said was absolute and total nonsense. The Roe v. Wade decision does put restrictions on late-term pregnancies. You can really only get a late-term pregnancy if the life or health of the mother is in jeopardy. It used to be that anti-abortion forces just trivialized the health of the mother. Well, her health isn't important. When you weigh the trivial, serious impact against her health against the loss of life of the baby, it's no contest. But they've become far more extreme. It's unless the woman is absolutely certainly going to die without any question, then no abortion is allowed. But that's a real problem, because you don't always know when you reach the point where there's going to do some damage to her or it's actually going to kill her. And doctors who weigh in on the side of safety could be sued by the state. They could go to jail under some of the laws that people have proposed just for trying to protect the life of the mother. And then there's a whole other astonishing group of people who say that the life of the mother isn't really all that important. What you need to do is protect the baby. And there is a frighteningly large amount of people who think that way. There have been a lot of laws that have been passed to restrict access to abortion. And currently, today, in most places, it's exceedingly difficult and sometimes impossible to terminate a pregnancy in the last trimester. Even when things go horribly wrong, and even when the woman's life is in imminent danger. Now, here's the facts. About 90% of all abortions in the United States occur within the first trimester. That's 90%. And almost all of the others take place in the second trimester, except for a tiny, minuscule fraction that take place in the last trimester. What Donald Trump was talking about, ripping a baby out days before the day before it's giving birth. Well, that's called birth. That is not abortion. It doesn't work that way. Trump was conflating second trimester abortions with the extraordinarily rare third trimester abortion, which only happens in cases where the mother is at risk. And a lot of the times, those abortions happen when the fetus is already dead. And that's why an abortion is necessary. Now, there are cases when there's a non-viable fetus and the doctor induces labor. And in the anti-abortion crowd, that's an abortion, even though we're not talking about a baby that's ever going to be born and grow up. So Donald Trump's whole premise about ripping babies out of the womb is not grounded in any kind of reality. It's just inflammatory and designed to get people upset. Here's the interesting thing. I said that there's no such thing as partial birth abortion, and there isn't. But they got a lot of legislation passed banning partial birth abortion. But because there's no such thing, nobody could really say what specifically was being banned. The whole concept of partial birth abortion was introduced in the 1990s, and they did get a lot of legislation passed. It wasn't until 2007 when the Supreme Court weighed in Gonzales v. Carhart, and defined the meaning of partial birth abortion to apply to a process known as dilation and extraction. Before that, all those partial birth abortion bans didn't have any scientific or medical meaning at all. Dilation and extraction is a legitimate medical procedure and is a useful one, but it's one that's generally used in the second trimester, not the third. Donald Trump's use of the term rip, as in ripping the baby out, has nothing to do with any medical procedure associated with either birth or abortion. But Hillary Clinton got it wrong, too. She talked about the health of the mother issue, but that's actually fairly rare. The most common reason for a late-term abortion is a fetal anomaly, where the fetus is not going to survive. The bottom line is there's no such thing as a ninth-month abortion, and it would be better for all of us if we were all better educated on this topic.